One of the biggest questions facing digital strategists today is whether we should be recommending a centralized or decentralized approach to managing digital. This isn't just an academic question either. It's a question being wrestled with by millions of organizations around the world. In the following few minutes, I want to share with you my thinking and start by looking at what our ultimate goal should be. Let me be clear. Ultimately, I believe that digital should not be centralized in a digital team. There are some strong arguments for this thinking. For a start, digital is increasingly becoming an indispensable tool right across the organization. Like electricity, it will one day become ubiquitous in every function of a business, being deeply reliant upon it. Also, for digital to work at its most effective, it needs to be considered in context. User interactions with digital assets are just one small part of the customer journey, and these interactions need to be seen within the context of the overall service we're offering to customers. Digital strategy also needs to be so closely tied with overall business objectives that it's almost impossible to separate them. Finally, implementing a successful digital strategy requires a lot of collaboration from many stakeholders across the organization, and that requires a huge number of skills that are not going to be available in your digital team without an excessive amount of duplication going on. Therefore, in the perfect world, I would argue that your digital team should be unnecessary. However, we don't live in a perfect world. In reality, many organizations are simply not ready for a decentralized approach to digital management. Senior management are not sufficiently aware of the potential of digital to integrate it into their business thinking. Marketing maybe is a bit better, but they have a relatively narrow focus on what digital can offer an organization. There's a huge amount of education required before digital can become ubiquitous. What is more, I believe this is going to involve some substantial changes to the organization's structure and culture, and that's going to involve some strong leadership, which is why you probably need a chief digital officer and associated team. Of course, you could argue that this change should be driven by the existing senior management team. However, I'm yet to encounter a team that has the digital experience and vision to make this happen. Senior management teams, by their nature, reflect the organizations they run. The changes required need a maverick to come in and disrupt the status quo. That's why you need a digital lead, somebody to make the transition happen. What all of this means is that the chief digital officer and the digital team should only be seen as a temporary requirement. Their job should be to help the organization adapt to the digital economy and integrate digital into every aspect of the business. How long this process will take depends on the organization. Some organizations have already passed through this process and are now introducing a more decentralized structure. However, if that is you, do not jump to the conclusion that all organizations are ready to do this or that the digital team phase is unnecessary. Those who support decentralized digital functions often refer to the fact that organizations used to have chief electricity officers. They point out how absurd this is in the light of how ubiquitous electricity is today. They argue that we're making the same mistake with digital. However, I would argue that at the time, having a chief electricity officer made sense. It was necessary to help the organization integrate the new technology. Without somebody to champion the use of electricity, it would have taken much longer for companies to make the switch. We're in the same place today. Of course, the route of having a chief digital officer is not without its dangers. Unless it can be clearly communicated up front that this role is temporary, and that the end goal is to make digital ubiquitous, there is a risk that the position would become entrenched. Human nature and company politics could lead to digital being siloed if the ultimate goal is allowed to be lost. That said, I can see no other feasible route of ensuring digital is properly integrated into an organization. The question is, can you?